Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
That, you know, the word patriot is very triggering for a lot of people, and I've said it in another interview, you know, what that means to me is just being very proud to live in a free country where people go and fight for us to be able to have opportunities. I'm so grateful for that, and it's like, I will never, while I do feel like half of the country turned on me at that point,
probably.
I'm so proud of myself for voicing that.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Charlie Arnold. That was Love is Blind, Sarah Ann, my featured guest for today, who made the bold move of revealing her political affiliation on the reality show. Now, that's a risky move because we see conservative women on a daily basis getting canceled solely for being conservative. For example, Ronna McDaniel, who was just given the boot 5 days after being hired by MSNBC. The reason? The rest of the network butthurt that she's a conservative. Now, while that was wrong and shows a clear bias in mainstream media, which we are very used to seeing, which I completely do not support, the former RNC chair is hardly considered a Republican by most Republicans. That is, you know, really neither here nor there. But point is, once you open up about being a conservative, chances are you could experience some backlash and possibly unfair treatment. Now, Sarah Ann from Love is Blind had exactly that happen, but it wasn't because she shared her politics, and that was what caused the controversy. It was her actions once the cast left the pods and entered the real world. She is a woman who went after what she wanted and was absolutely villainized for it. Now, I went into this interview with her with, I'll be honest, a very preconceived notion about how I thought it was going to go, and I ended it extremely surprised. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Love is Blind's Sarah Ann. All right, well, I am so excited for this interview. I have to admit, I am a Love is Blind junkie, and I've watched every single episode. I've seen the reunion. So here we are with none other than season six contestant, Sarah Ann. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really good. You know, obviously a lot better now that everything is kind of out there in the open, but yeah, I'm doing great.
Okay, so let's get the timeline straight. When did all of this actually go down? Because, you know, obviously we're watching from a different standpoint in timeline than when you actually experienced it firsthand. So tell me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So this would have been in March 2023 that everything was filmed, most of it out in Los Angeles where the pods are. And then, of course, coming back here to Charlotte and the filming at the lake was here, I think early April is when that happened. So, yeah, so this is about a full year ago at this point.
And then what about the reunion?
How about the reunion, you said?
When was that? When did that get filmed?
That actually got filmed, let's see, it would have been about a month ago now, end of February.
Okay, so that was recent. So everything that happened on the reunion is pretty much up to date with what's going on in real time. Okay, so you and Jeremy, still together, still going strong.
Yep, we live together at this point. And yep, everything at the reunion was like hashed out after a year of not talking to anyone. We kind of were ostracized like pretty early on. So we just had been living our own life as a couple. And so all of this just kind of came to a head like just recently, even though we've kind of moved past it.
Well, you have to, right? I mean, you have no choice. It's like, you can't just like wallow in the I won't call it even in your grief because you're super happy, but just like, there's always going to be hate. People are always going to have their own opinions. And quite frankly, I'm sure the things that were portrayed were differently than what we saw and experienced as viewers. So firstly, did you imagine when you went on the show, which I want to even get to like your reaction to even getting cast, but did you ever imagine that you would come off the show with a serious boyfriend? Like, did you really think that was a real possibility?
No, I mean, honestly, so I had one of the casting producers reach out to me, and like, I always had thought the concept was really cool, but when I actually got cast, I was like, no way this is gonna work. Like, how do you fall in love and feel a connection through a wall? Like, is that even possible? But I was really open to the idea because I've seen it work in the past, but no, not in a million years. I went on with an open mind, thinking if it does work, great. If not, okay. Like, I just have a really cool experience to talk about. But no, I could have never pictured a year later being with anyone from the show, just because, like, I always date just based off like looks for the most part. So just really kind of unique to get to know somebody on a deeper level before, adding that physical appearance to it. So, but no, never could have guessed.
I mean, it's a wild concept for me to imagine too, because the first thing that personality matters a lot, but the first thing
Yes.
that you initially encounter is someone's appearance. And that's how you're like, oh,
Yep.
I'd like to get to know that person. So not having that, and honestly, like, I gotta say, I know it's Love is Blind and you're supposed to just fall in love with their personality, but I would be on the one side of the pod being like, what if I'm not attracted to them? Like, that would be such a buzzkill to meet for the first time and be like, hold
Yeah.
on, wait a second. Like, you're great, but not for me.
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like we do kind of see that in some of the relationships. Like, I think that it's very obvious that when someone meets someone for the first time and they might be like taken back by how they describe themselves, maybe, and
Are we talking
their charm.
about someone in particular who said they look like Megan Fox?
Potentially, but yeah, that situation, right? If you go on and you describe yourself and like, the human brain is so powerful, but you can only picture what you're used to dating, I feel like, right? Or like what you see as beautiful in the natural real world. So it's like, you can see that, I think, so it's just so apparent. Like when someone meets and they're like, oh my God, this isn't exactly what I thought you would look like. But that was a real fear. Of course it was, right? Because you've never done this experiment before in your whole life. And you're like, if I see this person and they're just butt ugly, like, am I gonna turn? What am
Yeah.
I gonna do? Am I gonna turn around and run away?
Maybe.
Yeah, exactly. So it was definitely in the back of my mind had I had gotten, got engaged and did the reveal. But I think it's safe to say that when you do build that really strong connection, it's
Yeah.
easy to start to fall in love with the way someone looks. Like, you might not initially be like, oh my God, it's somebody I would go for normally, but I think once you have that connection, you meet them and you see that and build from there, it's easy to start saying, okay, like, this person is physically attractive, just based on their values and
Yeah.
what you have in common. So
Well, and I would say the older you get too, I mean, looks are one thing, right? You want to have like that physical attraction, but ultimately, you could have the most attractive person in the world if they don't treat you right and they don't align, like you said, with your morals and values and you just don't appreciate that. It doesn't matter what they look like. So
Oh my
ultimately,
gosh.
personality is a whole lot more important.
Absolutely. I think that's the importance of casting people that are a little bit older. A, they really have, they really want to get married, I think is a huge thing. I think when you cast too young, that person maybe thinks that they know what
Not
they
in that
want.
chapter of their life.
Right. And it changes. And I think you're absolutely right. Yeah. Looks do fade with time, and you have to find someone who's going to be there with you through the hard times, even, right? Like, life comes at us and it keeps kicking us even when we're down. And you have to think about, like, when I have children or when we face struggle, is this person going to stick by me? And that's really, I think, what's more important than looks for sure. So.
So when you first got into the pods, what was that initial rush like where you're just having your first conversations with all of the different men? I mean, was that just mind-blowing where you're like, I don't know, I feel like every conversation would just
Yeah.
be so exciting because it's like, oh my gosh, I'm doing it.
Oh my gosh, like the first 3 days were the most exhilarating thing I've ever done. A, I've never dated that many men in one setting ever in my whole life. So I'm like, wow. And trying to keep people straight, your brain is just bouncing all
And
over
you
the
have the
place. Like,
notebooks. Like you actually do rely on like taking your notes, right?
oh my gosh, you have to, because there are so many times you'll go into a pod when you first meet these people and so many similarities, and you're like, well, this person likes to gym and this person likes to gym, and like, wait a second, which one likes this type of music? So it is really exhilarating, but What really starts to be the big deciphering factor of like who stays on your list and who you continue dating is I think when it comes down to their values and their morals and what they're actually looking for, what's important to them, what their day-to-day life looks like. And so, but yeah, it is the most exhilarating experience I've ever had in my whole life. So, oh man.
And do you feel like though, because we only really get a glimpse of certain moments, right? Like,
yeah,
we only see what the editors want us to see. They want to put together the most compelling show that they possibly can. But are you in those pods for much longer than most of us realize? And also, while you're in there, I mean, you don't know what they're going to keep and what they're not going to. So every word that comes out of your mouth, you potentially might have to worry about, like, is this going to make international television?
Right. There is so much that is not seen. I mean, there are, I think it's like 34,000 hours or something of footage, gosh, right? And Netflix takes 12 hours. So they have to create the storyline based on that small bit of time. And yes, like these dates end up, they get longer and longer as you start narrowing down your dating pool, essentially. So, I mean, like one date that Jeremy and I had was a full 3 hours long, and we had to have a full discussion of being like, should we stop, break, go to the bathroom, maybe grab a snack? Mm-hmm. We are dating for a total of 2 weeks nonstop. I mean, that's all it is. No phone, no television. So you are focused. I mean, that's all it is, yeah, is getting to know these people. As far as, you know, I went into the experiment saying, okay, I've got to watch what I say. And you're right. Like every step I take, someone could be watching me. But what happens as the experiment goes on and you're dating and your emotions are heightened and you are falling in love and a little sleep deprived, if I'm being honest, you just kind of start realizing like, I'm human. I have to be exactly who I am or I'm never going to meet the right person here. So, you know, I really, really, at a certain point, I want to say like maybe 4 days in, I just let loose. I started telling every single person about, you know, my core values and politics. I think the top five are so important. It's what religion, politics, finance, kids, and sex. And like, those are all things people kind of get really reluctant to say out loud in general.
But they're important. Yeah.
And they're so important. And, so yeah, there was a time where I was a little bit reserved, but then I realized I was like, no, if I'm going to meet someone here, potentially marry them, I have to say these things. I have to, because I know I would in a normal dating situation if it got to the point to where we were talking about deeper things. So, and I can only speak for myself. So I will tell you, I was true and authentic. At a certain point, I just started letting people know where I was at. And it's like, you love me or hate me, and that's how we're going to find out if we're compatible.
Yep. I feel like, yep, I would be the exact same way. Speaking of really relinquishing who you are and sharing those details about your life, politics, I mean, that's one that can go one of two ways. Either you completely turn, right, someone off, or they're like, all right, we're on board. We view,
yes,
life the same way. You came out as a conservative woman, which is not so frequent that we find women who are so comfortable, yeah, admitting that, really anyone for that matter, especially, you know, when it comes to admitting it in front of millions and millions of people. Was that, was that difficult? And like, were,
yeah,
you know, when you revealed that?
Yeah, it always is difficult, right? Because it's, I said it in the pods, and I think they even show it where I'm like, you know, this is not a conversation for every setting. Every event does not need to be a political debate. However, again, like just going back to, I'm talking with someone that could potentially be a life partner. You need to know where I stand on this. And, you know, I am very confident in how I feel about certain topics. And that's the thing is I think people don't realize that Jeremy didn't ask me how I thought everyone else should feel about certain political topics. He asked me how I felt. And so I was just answering the question. And, you know, I think that, you know, the word patriot is very triggering for a lot of people. And I've said it in another interview, you know, what that means to me is just being very proud to live in a free country where people go and fight for us to be able to have opportunities. I'm so grateful for that. And it's like, I will never, while I do feel like half of the country turned on me at that point,
probably,
I'm so proud of myself for voicing that, because there are equally people that have jumped into my DMs. Like, I just want to let you know, this made me so proud. So, and those are the supporters, you know, that I love.
That matter to you anyways, right? Of course.
Yes.
Now, what was Jeremy's reaction? Because he, now this is what we saw. He seemed just like a little bit hesitant when you revealed your political affiliation.
I think it's funny that people are going that route with him. He was so neutral, and I think that his comment obviously seems to be more of a, you know, not so conservative view. However, I think that he was being a little bit more mindful with what he was saying, because given the situation being filmed and so on and so forth.
Right.
Jeremy and I, which of course I will let him speak on politics, because, you know, we do have a lot of things that we have in common, and we have some differences regarding that. But, you know, I think our core values really do align. So I'll leave it at that. I think they definitely align. We've definitely had the conversation. But I respect that he also, you know, he took a route that he didn't want the scrutiny, which I can totally understand now why he wouldn't.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's just easier to not talk about it. And those are conversations, obviously, you can have in private, you know, if things went in the right direction, which they didn't go in the right direction for the both of you initially. How bummed were you that, you know, you were falling for this guy and then he ended up getting engaged to someone else?
People have pointed out that, you know, I was very passive aggressive, and I will say that that's very true. I think in the moments where he's breaking up with me and not choosing me, I was so confident it was me. I was like, in my interview, like 10 minutes before our, you know, like he got ready to go on his date with Laura, I was like, I love this guy. There's not a doubt in my mind. You know, he's telling me things about his dad who passed away and that he had not had conversations with anybody about that but me. And he stands by that to this day. So I was so bummed. I was so hurt. When I filled out my forms to go on the show, there was a question and it said, what is your biggest fear? And I said, falling apart and being completely vulnerable on television. And I did such a good job of suppressing that. But sometimes I watch that back and I'm like, maybe if I had shown a little bit more of
emotion. It was like a defense mechanism.
It was. And I think whenever you see me and I go back and Laura's there and I'm like, you know, it's you. I mean, there's so much hurt in my voice. Like, I walked off that set, which is what people don't know. And I just bawled my eyes out. And I got back to Charlotte and I was confused. I was like, I can't believe this just happened. And, you know, I think there's so much fight where people are like, oh, is it your ego? And I'm like, no, like, you build that connection. You tell people things about yourself that, like, you know, you would only tell someone that you are potentially going to marry, you know?
And, you know, it's a struggle because you have gotten a lot of hate for your actions getting out of the pods.
Yes.
And as a viewer, initially, your first reaction, you want to be like, wait a second, like, that is wrong. You know, this guy's an engaged man. But then on the other hand, looking at it from your perspective, you just got through with this very over emotional experience where you put it all out there and suddenly it's like, wait, it's over. And like, I'm left with nothing. And like, I'm just on an island here. I get how it would, you know, you want closure of your own because you're not able to get that. And that's tough. Not having closure is one of the worst things in the world.
Like, that fear of the unknown and knowing that he could potentially say yes at the altar had their relationship been going well, like, would I had ever had the opportunity to just say thank you for hearing me out and, you know, for letting him know how I felt. And I truly didn't expect him to break up with Laura. In fact, I didn't know after the Dominican where their relationship status was. I had no clue. For all I know, they could have broken up there, you know. So that's
because
true.
It's all,
you know,
kept natural, very much under wraps, right? Like, they're not allowed to talk about it. It's confidential.
Right. They have no phone until he's back, like, until they're back. And so when I sent the DM, it was like the day they got back, which was only eight days maybe after he had gotten engaged to her. So like, the timeline is so off. Like, you know, he wasn't engaged for 2 years or something. Like, and I think that people forget that, you know, we're seeing these stories be built out. And while we are being our most authentic selves, storylines are real, timelines are not always. Mm-hmm. So that makes it difficult as a viewer to be like, well, you would do that to somebody in the real world. And it's like, well, no, I would never do that ever. I would be so upset if I even heard a friend of mine ever did that. It's just, given the situation, I had to do what was right for myself and follow my heart and do what I felt, you know, that I needed to do to get the closure.
Yeah. And you certainly followed your heart. It ended up paying off for you, but you got a lot of hate. Yeah. What was it like for you being portrayed as the villain?
Yeah, you know, it's so sad because I'm not a villain in real life. I'm quite frankly, I have a ton of girlfriends. Everybody's like, she's not a girl's girl. I'm like, I have a ton of girlfriends in real life. And I, you know, I hate that that's what it ended up being because I would love for people to see me for who I truly am, you know? At the end of the day, I think that every story, there's always got to be a hero and there's always got to be a villain. Mm-hmm. And I just happened to catch that. And you know what? Sometimes I have a message for people. Sometimes being the reason it's so scary being your most vulnerable self is because when you are going to, without a doubt, experience backlash of some sort. Some people are going to love you. Some people are going to hate you. It doesn't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter if you go out and you end world hunger. It doesn't matter.
Right.
So I, you know, at the end of the day, like knowing who I am at my core and just being true to myself is what's important in life.
But did you think though, going in, I mean, see, here's the thing. Like when I imagine myself going into a reality show, like I have no doubt that I would be portrayed as the villain. Like I just know it because I'm like so outspoken and like so, I don't want to say obnoxious, but like I am just so uncensored that I have no doubt I would be the villain. Like it just makes sense.
Oh yeah. Did you I kind feel of felt
like,
that way.
Yeah. Did you feel like, okay, you know, as much as like I don't love this, I'm not all that surprised. Or did you imagine your perception others have of you would be different?
I'm not all that surprised. I think that because of the fact that I am very open and honest about my views, about how I feel, and, you know, I'm just very vocal. Like, I've always been that way. I'm just very bold in nature. And so, you know, I had an idea. I'm like, you know, I'll tell you anything you want to know if you ask. So I knew it would be easy to paint that narrative because I'm not afraid to stand up for myself. And I think, again, I think if you're given that true, authentic part of yourself, it's easy to take things and twist them at times. And so, you know, I don't know. I'm not a villain in real life, but I am very much like you said, like, I know that I am a talker.
But you weren't on the reunion, Sarah Ann. You were probably one of your quieter moments because I mean, I just, how uncomfortable was that situation?
It was probably one of the most uncomfortable situations I've ever walked into in my whole life. I knew going there, it was optional for us, right? Like we weren't made to do anything. But I knew that I had to go and face that because backing out of that would just be so much worse. Right. And like, I didn't want to give the viewers the opportunity to end my story how they painted me, like, you know what I mean? Like, so I knew I was walking into a shark tank. You know, I knew the questions were going to come at me really hot, really heavy. And so I did a pep talk. I was like, maintain your composure as best as possible. You are human. Give yourself grace. If you lash out, it's okay because you're being you're defending what is important to you. A, myself, B, my relationship. It was one of my quieter moments. Every time I spoke, there was a negative reaction from the crowd. There was a comment made by other cast members. So I got to the point to where I was like, I'm done. I'm going to bow out because anything I say at this point, it's not good enough for you people. Like that's where I was at. At first, what I can't get behind, and the reason you see me lash out the one time, and I mean this, and I always stand by this. I will never stand for someone calling people that I love out of their name, myself or people I love. And that's why when I walked out on stage and Laura immediately started calling Jeremy a clown and whatever, I wasn't going to stand for it. Like, you can say that I don't respect the way things were handled. Do not call my significant other any type of name. A, it's immature on your part. B, I'm gonna start getting pissy. Like, I'm gonna get mad. So just point blank, period. You know what? Like, and that's part of the fiery person that I am. And that's part of where the standing up for what you believe in comes from, right?
Is it kind of a bummer though that I don't know, this is such a life experience and you met
people,
but also on the same token, I want to ask another question, but did you imagine that you'd come away with at least a couple of friends, like some lifelong relationships? I mean, you obviously have a serious boyfriend, which is the most important. That's the whole reason for going on the show. You didn't go on, like you mentioned to make friends, but did probably imagine you'd walk away with a couple girlfriends that you would like have wine nights with and like reminisce on about the show and stuff.
So sad. I remember the only thing that we could do was read or journal. And I would go back to my room and I still have it and I'll look at it from time to time. And it says like, I really love these women. I can't wait to make new friends and be surrounded by like-minded women who are successful, intelligent, you know, just all these things. And so, there was absolutely, that was a part of it. Like, of course I would love to meet new beautiful women and have them in my life forever. But you know, obviously that wasn't the goal of the experiment. And, you know, since then, last Friday, actually, Chelsea came over to me. I actually went out to a dinner with my good friend. Chelsea was at the bar across from me and I walked in like, oh my God, here we go.
You had no idea she was there.
No idea. She walks over to me and she was like, hi, I really want to apologize to you. I am so sorry for the way that I treated you at the reunion. What's important is that you and Jeremy worked out. That was the whole purpose. She's like, I overstepped. I said things that, you know, were just shitty and mean to you. And she's like, you are a girl's girl. We were girls in the pod days and I do love you. And I am just so sorry.
Oh my gosh. And I was like,
wait a second. Can you go on TV? Can you rewind?
Yeah. Can you put this on your social media, please? That I am completely normal and you may have overjudged.
Exactly. I was like, please go and tell everyone this, but you want to know something? I also am over here. Like I told her, I reached out the day after and I said, I really appreciate that. It really meant so much to me. And I was like, if you ever want to grab dinner or anything, just let me know. So I love that she apologized, but I'll leave the ball in her court. And if it gets to the point to where she's looking for a friend, I'll be there. You know, I'm a forgiving person. I can forgive and move on. You know, so yeah, that's a little subtle bit.
I'm happy to hear that though. I like that. I am happy to hear that. But that was something I was going to ask you. I wanted to ask anyways, is you're all from Charlotte, right? They cast in the same city so that it makes sense once you go back to the real world. You're not like, oh, you're on one side of the country. I'm over here. So I've been to Charlotte. It's not that big. I actually dated a guy when I was in high school. He was going to UNC Charlotte. So I would go to Charlotte all the time to visit him. So
yeah,
I love North Carolina. It's one of my I actually grew up spending my summers at Wrightsville Beach.
Oh my gosh.
Obsessed with North Carolina.
I love it.
So yeah, we got that connection. But I'm like, how do these people, A, like not run into each other all the time, and B, also like not know each other when they go on the show? Do they have anything in place where they make sure people don't know each other? Because you're like, oh, I know you.
You know, no, I mean, obviously they want us to be pretty careful with that. Just, you know, well before anything comes out, we have contracts and obligations and things like that. You know, especially when the show is airing, it's a big thing, but you know, over the course of a year, like Jeremy and I had been out together and just nobody would have known that we met on a reality show. And, you know, people aren't out like seeking that out. So they would have never remembered. But yeah, Charlotte is a small place. I have ran into a lot of people, you know, from the show, cast members that weren't even shown and so on and so forth. Wow, so it is, especially uptown Charlotte, that's where everybody hangs out. So
so it gets even smaller. It's not like you even have the whole city. It's like everyone's in one tiny
South End. Yep, it's area. Like far central. Yeah, I ran into Laura one night. She scuffed at me and just walked away. And I was just like,
no.
Hey, well, I'll just go enjoy my martini over here. So yeah, it's been unique. But now that everything is out, you know, it's kind of nice because even when I run into them, I'm like not worried about what somebody's going to say. It's like, well, you've already said it all out on television. So what more could you say to my face that would make me upset?
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, it's just, It's been an interesting journey, but one that I would never change. I'll say that. Sure.
There's a petition going around to find new hosts of Love is Blind. Do you have any opinion on Nick and Vanessa remaining the hosts, or do you think that there are maybe a better fit?
You know, Nick and Vanessa have been in the entertainment industry for a long time. I would venture to say that everything, all the questions that they were asking and putting everyone in the hot seat is basically them doing what, mm-hmm. you know, they're trained to do. I don't necessarily have a huge opinion on Nick and Vanessa. Vanessa, she reached out after the reunion and she's just like, keep your head up. And so I thought that was nice. It was very noble of her to do that. Cause it was like, you know, she didn't have to. And I do think it would be really cool to see like a Cameron and Lauren on as the host. Reason being is they're in it. Like now
they understand.
They understand. And you know, I'm sure they'll be, you know, asking hard questions as well if it ever does come to that. But it would just be, I think, really cool to see people that have gone through it. They're still, I think they've been together for like 5 years now. It's a long time. Yeah. So they're not faking anything. But yeah, so I don't have a huge opinion on them. I think they're probably great in their own, you know, day-to-day normal lives. But when it comes to what their job is, they do it well. We'll go with that.
Well, I'm so appreciative to have spoken with you. You're great. I wish you the best of luck. I wish you and Jeremy the best of luck. And again, just my Thank opinion, you. But I want to see you on television again. So until then, I'll just follow you on social media and see what you're up to every day, you know, off the screen. But really nice talking to you.
So nice talking to you too. And thank you so much for your time.
Outkick the Morning will be right back after a short break. Stay tuned.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Of course.
I am telling you, there is nothing quite like a good reality TV show. They completely suck you in. You feel like you're a part of it. I honestly feel like Sarah Ann and I have been friends for a long time because I feel like I know so much about her, as well as the rest of the cast members on Love is Blind. Quite frankly, I would love to talk to all of them. That's how much I was invested in this season of Love is Blind. So anyways, super excited I got to talk to Sarah Ann. Thank you so much again for agreeing to come on the show and being so open about everything that happened in life after. It was awesome to have the ability to speak with her. But that's all the time we have for today's show. Everyone, thank you so much for being here. New show tomorrow. In the meantime, follow me on social media at Charlie on TV. Have a wonderful Thursday, and I will see you tomorrow.